From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Bridget O'Brien. South Florida's community college presidents are fighting a legislative proposal they say would especially hurt low-income people and minorities, like the majority of their students. The leaders of Miami-Dade College, Broward College, and Palm Beach State College shared their concerns with the Miami Herald editorial board on Thursday afternoon. Here's Miami-Dade's Eduardo Padron.
The minorities, the low-income, the working poor are the ones that are going to be most impacted if this legislation passes. And that's why we're concerned, because those are our students.
The bill is a priority of Senate President Joe Negron, who has worked to boost the state university system, some say at the expense of community colleges. The bill would limit the growth of colleges' four-year degree programs and base some of their funding on whether students graduate on time. That's especially challenging because most students work while they study. Broward College President David Armstrong says disadvantaged students are often overlooked by the legislature.
Those people don't have lobbyists in Tallahassee, do they? Mm-hmm. And so if we're not standing up for them, there's nobody there to take care of their concerns and issues.
In response, a spokeswoman for Negron noted that the legislature dramatically increased need-based student financial aid last year. However, lawmakers also cut colleges' budgets by $30 million. This is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.